had Megan Jestman here. Hi, Megan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
You got a very long title. I'm going to shorten it, but I'm going to give you the full title now. Regional Supervisor, Cardiovascular and Pulmonary Rehabilitation, Ascension All Saints, Cardiovascular and Pulmonary Rehabilitation, Ascension St. Francis. I'm exhausted just listening to the title. That's good. Okay, so in essence, you're the supervisor at Cardio Rehab, and I've been there because I had heart surgery 14 years ago, so I was there, so I know what it's like. And you've got to keep yourself in, you know, some kind of physical condition, because yet the valve that I had is a loner. I mean, some cow gave it to me, and I got to take care of it. And you got to do some exercise. You can't just sit there on the couch and watch Dateline reruns all day long, because it'll rot away. So you have a couple of events coming up. We've got a walk coming up, and we've also got a wellness fair coming up. Let's talk about the walk first, because that's coming up the soonest.
Sure. So coming up, we have a Walk Where You're At event that is in partnership with the American Heart Association. So on Saturday, September 27th at 9 a.m., there is the American Heart Association Heart Walk happening both in Milwaukee and then also right here in Racine at the All Saints campus. We understand that not everybody can make it up to Milwaukee, and so we're glad to host everybody to take a walk with us on the All Saints campus, as well as learning a little bit more about the cardiovascular services.
Now, this is not a run like the Lighthouse Run. This is a stroll, a walk.
Correct.
And no one's running. We're not trying to break a world Guinness record here. We're just trying to walk. And again, so the walk, it's a mile walk.
It's a 1 mile
walk. And where's
loop.
The starting point?
At our main entrance, in the lobby of the main entrance, is where our guests will check in. And then while they're there, they can learn a little bit more about ways that they can prevent heart disease, as well as get some their blood pressure checked, learn about the risk factors for heart disease, and even a few heart healthy samples.
Now, I have a cardiologist at Ascension, and every time they take my blood pressure, oh, please don't make it be up. Please, 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 please. And she says, oh, it's perfect. 120 over 80. And I think it goes up because I get nervous. Because as they're pumping around, they're looking at it, and I don't want to see one of these. Oh, boy. Oh, no. Quick. Call 911. We got a problem here. So, so you got to keep walking. Got to exercise. My wife and I bought a membership to the Racine Zoo, and we use it just for walking. We walk around the zoo, and I think it's like 0.6 miles walking around, and it's good because you get to see the animals and you get to talk to them and tell them your problems and they don't care and I walk around again. So we bought that. Unfortunately, we don't do it as much as we'd like, but, you know, you got to keep walking.
You can't
just sit in that chair watching TV all day or just waste away.
Yeah.
So the walk is coming up when again?
It's Saturday, September 27th at 9 a.m. And again, we'll make that 1 mile loop through campus. And we'll have some information for our guests as well.
You know, I just saw this movie the other day. I didn't want to see it, but my friend of mine wanted to see the movie. It was called The Long Walk. Did you hear about it? Stephen King movie?
No.
And it's about, I don't know, they said it takes place in the future, but the cars looked like they were from the 1950s. Anyway, each will get one person from each state to go on this walk. And there's no, it's just when nobody's left and the last person's left, you win. And at the end, they've walked over 4 days without stopping. You can't go less or more than 3 miles an hour. Imagine walking 4 days without stopping.
Well, fortunately, this is not that long.
No, this is not going to be a 4-day walk.
It is a fundraiser, though, for the American Heart Association.
Yeah.
So, you know, the American Heart Association provides us with a lot of research and treatment guidelines that help us bring best practice care right here in Racine. And so it's important for us to partner with American Heart Association and keep Racine safe as a community and help them be healthy.
I'm almost ashamed to say this, but when I was in high school, we had to do a 1 mile walk. Actually, it was a run around the track. And you had to go, I forget how many times around the track you had to go. But there was a point on the track where the gym teacher couldn't see us. There was a building there. We can go behind it. I can't believe that when I was like 17 years old, I was exhausted going around this track. We used to hide behind the building. He had a speaker. Rosen, keep moving. You know, because he wouldn't see you for a while. And he had to start running again. I was 17 and I was winded doing a mile around that track. Anyway, and you also have a wellness fair coming up. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Megan Justman is here. We talked about the walk coming up this Saturday. We'll review that in a moment. First, you got a wellness fair coming up.
We do.
And this is kind of to prevent people from getting sick. Everyone's going to get a cold. Everyone gets the flu. Everyone gets that kind of stuff. But we're talking about the serious stuff like heart problems, because a lot of that's preventable.
A lot of it's preventable.
Yeah. I had a murmur in my heart most of my life, and I knew it was there. Doctor, you know you got a murmur? Yeah, I know. Until it got so bad, the doctor said to me, you got 6 months to a year to live. What do you want to do? Can we operate tomorrow? Today's Monday. Can we do it Tuesday? Anyway, so let's talk about the wellness fair coming up.
Yeah. So we have a free wellness fair coming up on Thursday, October 2nd. That will run from 4 to 6:30 p.m., and that is in partnership with some of our other community organizations, in particular our local police and fire. We also have Flight for Life scheduled to land.
Oh, so you got a helipad there at
Old Saint Rosine.
Yeah.
So Flight for Life is scheduled to land pending, you know, any emergencies or bad weather. The event will be held outdoors in the Medical Office Building C parking lot. So
that's if you're looking at the main hospital and you're standing on Spring Street off to the right, there's that other bill. Is that the building you're talking about?
It's the same building that we have urgent care, pharmacy,
right.
lab in, kind of across the street from the parking structure as well.
Yeah, it's not in the main hospital building. It's off to the, although I did hear you can get there underground, right?
Yeah, we do have a tunnel inside. Yeah.
Wow. See, I didn't know that till recently. I remember one day I had a walk. It was raining outside. Somebody said, you take the tunnel? There's a secret tunnel? I didn't know about a secret tunnel. Do you need like a secret handshake or password to get in?
No, you don't. And it goes right behind cardiac rehab. So
you're under the street?
Yeah.
In the parking lot. That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
It was a hidden. So I got soaking wet. I'm going over there to pick up a prescription. And then I found out there's a secret hideaway to get in there. All right. So, at the wellness, let's talk about some of the things you could, you know, find out about there.
Sure, absolutely. So we're going to have a lot of hands-on activities for our guests of all ages. So from pediatrics to orthopedics, we will have hands-on activities such as a teddy bear clinic where kids can bring their teddy bear for a checkup. We will have some lessons on hands-only CPR, information on your heart or your lungs, and have some great samples from our teaching kitchen. And so I think it's going to be a fun day or a fun evening.
And you find out things about yourself maybe you didn't know before and take care of yourself. And you'll find out how unsafe cigarettes are for you. You know, I can't believe in this day and age, people think, well, I just have a pack a day. That's okay. It's not okay. You're talking about a person who never smoked a cigarette in his life. So I can, I know it's a hard habit to break. I understand, you know, people get it. Well, a good friend of mine, his daughter just had a baby and he can't have cigarettes in that house. When the baby comes over, he stopped from whatever, a pack a day, whatever he had, to nothing.
Impressive.
And I said, are you okay? He said, yeah, I'm fine.
Sometimes it's just that one thing that's really important to you.
Well, I stopped a few things. My wife didn't like the fact that I was drinking diet soda, 4 bottles a morning, because I don't drink coffee. I never had coffee before. So I needed, look at that. I heard a gasp go up. So, and that was my caffeine in the morning. So then she said, you know, that's all chemicals. There's no anything in there, water and chemicals you're drinking. I said, okay, I'll stop. And that was about 9-10 years ago. Okay, I won't drink it anymore. So I stopped drinking all soda, because if diet soda is not good for you, I'm sure the rest of the stuff isn't that great for you either. The ironic thing is when we go out to Culver, she drinks soda. You know, that's not fair. Anyway, so I just stopped all soda. I don't drink coffee. I don't smoke. So I'm running out of things to do. So what do I drink in the morning? Water. That's all I have.
Yeah.
Because I don't drink coffee. I love the smell of coffee. They have it brewing here in the radio station. I love the smell of it. You ever try it?
Coffee?
Yeah.
Sure.
I never tried it. It smells great, though. Okay, so let's do a review here for people. So coming up is the walk. This is for the American Heart Association Stroke Heart and Stroke Walk. It's coming up this Saturday. Is that Saturday the 27th already this Saturday?
It's Saturday the 27th. And
it's at Ascension All Saints. Yeah,
it's at Ascension All Saints campus. It is in partnership with the walk that is happening in Milwaukee. So they'll happen in tandem, but here in Racine is an option for
you don't you don't link up anywhere and like cut a hay, do you?
No, okay. No. Just a 1 mile loop through our campus. Again, it's a fundraiser for American Heart Association.
You know, it might be fun to do it at the Milwaukee Mile at State Fair sometime. Get everybody on the racetrack there and walk 1 mile. Because yeah. They say it's a mile, but it doesn't look like a mile on that track. That's what they call it anyway. So how do people sign up for it?
They can either register on the American Heart Association website. They can find the team Walking with Heart at All Saints and join that team. Or if they want to come the morning of, we will register them on site.
Now, do you want people to get sponsors, you know, like a 10 cents a mile or whatever?
Yeah, it's a donation. It's not required, but it is an option as a way to help raise funds for American Heart Association.
And my very first radio station back in the 70s, we did a walk for the March of Dimes. Now, I was told later on that was the first walk for a charity ever. We did it, and this is New York. They did it. We had some hockey player, which I never heard of before. He was the big celebrity of the thing. And people were walking, and they didn't know much about it because nobody had walked before. And you had a sheet of sponsors. You got like 10 cents a mile, nickel a mile, whatever it was. And they started the walk. And I think it was the first one. The March of Dimes walk. It was like 1973, 72, somewhere around there.
Wow.
It was freezing cold. It was in mid-October. Everybody was dressed in their winter coats.
Hopefully we have good weather on Saturday. We do have a backup plan.
Yes, I was going to ask you the backup plan.
We do have a backup plan for an indoor walk if the weather does not allow.
Is that the track inside Cardio Rehab?
It is the track inside Cardio Rehab.
That's a neat track.
It is a nice track, yeah.
I mean, it's got the lanes like it's a real, you know, track and field event.
Yeah, there are markers on the track that help us to know how far people have walked, yeah. It might get a little crowded in there, so that's why the hope is to be outside and enjoy the fresh air. But if we need to, we can move inside, and that's okay.
All right, that's neat. Okay, and you've got the, coming up a little later on will be the
Fall Wellness Fest.
The Fall Wellness Fest. I'm looking right at it in my camera. I was looking at the date, Thursday, October 2nd. That's coming up in the afternoon, 4 to 6:30 p.m.
Right.
And this is going to be located
on the hospital grounds in the parking lot behind the medical office building C.
Now, if it does rain,
there will be signs directing you indoors.
Okay, so, see, that's great to have a backup plan.
Yeah.
Because some of these events can't have like the party on the pavement. You can't have a backup plan for it. There's only one pavement and it's outside. So, well, that's great.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a great event and it's always good to interact with the community in a way that is not in an emergency situation when you're not sick. It's always great to come out and learn what resources we have for you so that when you need us, you know where to find us.
Now, in Cardio Rehab, I know what it is because I've been there. Why don't you explain to somebody what it's in the lower level of the hospital.
Right.
And it's for people that just had heart surgery and you got to get back into society a little bit slower at a time. Because I remember when I got out of the hospital and I just was itching to get out. I was getting 3 weeks in that hospital and enough is enough already. Or I think I was a week in the hospital, but 2 weeks at home. And I told my surgeon, I got to get back to work. He called this building, the radio station, and he said, Don's coming back. He's not to go down any stairs. He's not to carry stuff. And there's someone who has to keep an eye on him because he's going to do it. And he had two people assigned to me. And it was creepy because they were always peering in windows looking at me to make sure I wasn't doing anything. And I didn't. And when I got near the steps, he would jump out of the darkness. And where are you going? I said, I'm going nowhere. I'm going to that room over here. Don't go down the steps. But at Cardio Rehab, you start slowly.
Right.
And you have people there who monitor your heart. They monitor what you're doing. They watch the equipment you're on. And you start real slow and work your way up.
Right. So cardiac and pulmonary rehab is an exercise and education program that is geared towards reducing your risk of future cardiac events or managing a chronic illness. So some of our patients come to us with heart failure or a chronic lung condition.
And you got somebody from Channel 4 coming in the film today, right?
We do.
You can have 90-year-old people who work out at cardio rehab.
Right. So in addition to our cardiac rehab program, we offer a preventative health and wellness program. So through that program, we have people who are continuing to exercise after being a heart patient or trying to prevent becoming a heart or lung patient. And so they pay a monthly fee to join us and exercise in our program with our team.
Well, if they're in their 90s, it must be working.
I'd say we have a great group right now. And I often say, if you'd like to see the Fountain of Youth, this is where you will find it
because
they're independent and doing all that they need to do in their own homes.
That's fantastic. Megan Jessman is here now. It says MS after your name. That stands for?
Master of Science.
Ooh, a master's.
Most of our exercise physiologists do have their master's in clinical exercise physiology.
I was in the National Honor Society in high school. I wish I could have something after my name. That would be nice. So Megan Jessman is the regional supervisor, cardiovascular and pulmonary rehabilitation at Ascension All Saints and Ascension St. Francis. And I got to mention, because Elise Tien, am I saying it right, was here today. And Elise is the external communications Ascension Wisconsin. Came by just to make sure we didn't beat up on you too bad. We didn't beat up on you.
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. And just a quick review real fast. The American Heart Association Heart and Stroke Walk is coming up 9 a.m. Saturday at Ascension All Saints. And the Fall Wellness Fest is Thursday, October 2nd, 4 to 6:30 p.m. It's free at the Medical Office Building C parking lot. And that's coming up Thursday, October 2nd. We're talking October already. My goodness. Thanks for coming, Megan.